with Adelaide and South Australia. These are today's headlines from The Advertiser. A key player in the Snowtown murders is making a fresh attempt to be released from prison on parole. It can be revealed the parole board examined Mark Ray Hayden's application this week, and he'll be brought before a hearing and formally interviewed later this year. Hayden unsuccessfully applied for release on parole in 2017 when the 18-year non-parole period imposed in his 25-year prison sentence expired. Hayden's fresh bid to be released has sparked outrage from the families of the 11 Snowtown victims, with the Commissioner for Victims' Rights preparing a submission to the Parole Board on their behalf. And to read more of the story, you can with a subscription at advertiser.com.au or download the app at your app store. The state's leading business organisation wants a natural pool built on the banks of the River Torrens. Business SA says preliminary investigations show the plan is feasible, although more work needs to be done. The pool concept revives the idea of swimming at Torrens Lake, a regular summer pastime in Adelaide until it was banned in 1969. And it's one of the 26 pre-election policy recommendations the lobby group will release in the coming week. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Australian Toyota customers could face delays of more than a year for new cars, with a global semiconductor shortage halting production at its Japanese factories. Motorists already waiting several months for their next car could have deliveries pushed back into late 2022. The factory shutdowns could last up to 30 days and are expected to cut the company's production by about 40%. It also affects Toyota's luxury offshoot Lexus, which will halt production on all its vehicles for most of September. And to sport, the AFL is only days away from officially moving the grand final away from the MCG, with a pre-grand final bye locked in that'll result in a two-week lead-in to the season decider. AFL Chief Executive Gillon McLachlan confirmed yesterday there would be no finals in Victoria in the first 2 weeks of September, as that state's COVID numbers grow into alarming territory. The AFL boss says he's still talking with the Victorian government daily, though, about chances of an MCG grand final, but an official decision to move the game is only days away, and with little prospect of a quick turnaround in numbers, it means the AFL grand final seems certain to be in Perth. And that's your headlines. For breaking news and updates throughout the day, take out a subscription at advertiser.com.au, and we'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.